This is the Wikipedia page for Paris Syndrome. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Varnado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paris Syndrome is hilarious. Let's read about it. Paris Syndrome. Paris Syndrome, French, Syndrome de Paris, Japanese, Perishokugun, is a sense of extreme disappointment exhibited by some individuals when visiting Paris, who feel the city was not what they had expected. The condition is commonly viewed as a severe form of culture shock. Oh, Paris isn't great. I thought it was going to be better.
I liked Paris. I experienced this with Las Vegas, though. The syndrome is characterized by a number of psychiatric symptoms, such as acute delusional states, hallucinations, feelings of persecution, perceptions of being a victim of prejudice, aggression, and hostility from others, derealization, depersonalization, anxiety, and also psychosomatic manifestations such as dizziness, tachycardia, sweating, and others such as vomiting.
Wow. There's a lot. That's more than I thought. While the syndrome has been particularly noted among Japanese tourists, it has also affected other travelers of temporary residence from East and Southeast Asia, such as those from China, South Korea, and Singapore.
Wow, this is like actually fascinating.
Well, yeah, especially because it's like mostly Japanese tourists. Like, what?
that's really interesting. I have so much to read about now. Okay. History. Hiroaki Oda, a Japanese psychiatrist working at the St. Anne Hospital Center in France, coined the term in the 1980s and published a book of the same name in 1991. Katada Tamami of Nisei Hospital wrote of a Japanese patient with manic depression who experienced Paris syndrome in 1998.
Later work by Youssef Marmoudia, a physician with the Hospital Hotel Dieu de Paris, indicates that Paris syndrome is psychopathology related to travel rather than a syndrome of the traveler. He theorized that the excitement resulting from visiting Paris causes the heart to accelerate, causing giddiness and shortness of breath, which results in hallucinations in the manner similar to, although spurring from opposite causes, the Stendhal syndrome described by Italian psychiatrist Graziella Magherini in her book Le Syndrome de Stendhal.
Although the BBC reported in 2006 that the Japanese embassy in Paris had a 24-hour hotline for those suffering from severe culture shock, the Japanese embassy states no such hotline exists. Also in 2006, Miyuki Kusama of the Japanese embassy in Paris told The Guardian, "There are around 20 cases a year of the syndrome, and it has been happening for several years," and that the embassy had repatriated at least 4 Japanese citizens that year. However, in 2011, the embassy stated that despite media reports to the contrary, it did not repatriate Japanese nationals with Paris syndrome. Wiki listeners, you can help support us by listening to this quick message while you recover from your culture shock.
Thank you for listening to that message, and I wonder if they did or did not repatriate citizens. However, we can find out whether or not you can be susceptible to it. Now. Susceptibility. Of the estimated 1.1 million annual Japanese tourists in Paris, the number of reported cases is small. A journal, which also identified two types of the condition, those who have previous history of psychiatric problems and those without morbid history who exhibit delayed expression post-traumatic stress disorder. In an interview with Slate France, Mamoudia stated that of the 50 pathological travelers hospitalized each year, only 3 to 5 are Japanese.
The French newspaper Liberation wrote an article on the syndrome in 2004. In the article, Mario Renault, the president of the Franco-Japanese Medical Association, states that media and touristic advertising are primarily responsible for creating this syndrome. Renault indicates that while magazines often depict Paris as a place where most people on the street look like models and most women dress in high fashion brands, In reality, neither Van Gogh nor models are on the street corners of Paris.
No?
I don't. When I was there, I did see a lot of beautiful people, though.
Okay.
In this view, the disorder is caused by positive representations of the city in popular culture, which leads to immense disappointment as the reality of experiencing the city is very different from expectations. Tourists are confronted with an overcrowded and littered city, especially if compared to a Japanese metropolis, and a less than welcoming attitude by French hospitality workers like shopkeepers, restaurant and hotel personnel without considering the high safety risks to which tourists used to safer cities are suddenly exposed.
In 2014, Bloomberg Pursuits reported that the syndrome also affected a few of the million annual Chinese tourists in Paris. Jean-Francis Zhao, president of the Association of Chinese Travel Agencies in France, Association Chinoise des Agences de Voyages en France, said Chinese people romanticize France. They know about French literature and French love stories, but some of them end up in tears, swearing they'll never come back. The article cited a 2012 survey from the Paris Tourism Office in which safety and cleanliness received low scores, and also noted that the Paris Police Prefecture website was made available in Chinese. In addition to English and French, however, Michel Lejoujou, head of psychiatry at Bichat Cloud Bernard Hospital in Paris, noted in an interview that traveler syndrome is an old story and pointed to Stendhal syndrome, which conversely is a set of symptoms arising from an overwhelmingly positive touristic experience.
Wow.
I'm going to have to read the pop-up of Stendhal syndrome, because Stendhal syndrome, or Florence syndrome, is a psychosomatic condition involving rapid heartbeat, fainting, confusion, and even hallucinations, allegedly occurring when individuals become exposed to objects, artworks, or phenomenon of, and I guess we'll have to read that article to get the whole thing, because it was getting interesting already.
You're getting interesting already.
What does that mean?
I was giving you a compliment. You're interesting.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Paris Syndrome.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your psychosomatic syndrome.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.